السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, somebody asked me now, why in Surah Al-Yaseen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned at least 3 times, okay, Allah destroy nation by blown or cry loud or screaming or shouting, or actually when you study in Arabic sayha, sayha it was like, according to Tafsir, Allah commanding Angel Jibreel or another angel to just scream. One scream, it kill everybody. One scream, it kill everybody. And another translation is blown, one time. Now the person asked me, why Allah mentioned in Surah Yaseen this blown 3 times? When you study in Quran and the revelation of human being and Quran, you find out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, He destroyed the people of Nuh alayhi salam with water. Later on, some people said, oh, the people before us, Allah destroyed them by water, like Qawm Ad, they building their houses all the way up in the mountain. And they make it so strong in the mountain, said water cannot reach us and no weather can affect us. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them was wind, and another one was rocks. Later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the people with different stuff, different things. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He won't show the people. You see, every time human being become arrogant and said, I can protect myself from the touch of Allah, Allah show them they are absolute nothing. Nothing. Look at the modern history with all this technology and all this. Once Allah command, once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some people Allah destroyed them by mudslide, by rain, hurricane, earthquake, volcano, you name it. What about ant? What about Lucas? You see? What about the Namrud when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them by mosquito? You see? By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give us an example. By this way, He tell us, you're not above my strength and power. This is the message. And you do not know how I can finish you. Because in here, the sayha is unseen. It's unseen. Is no rain, is no wind, is no water, is no hurricane, just a sound. May Allah save us from the touch of Allah, and may Allah make us humble and humility to the sign of Allah, and make us respect Allah the way He should be respected, fear Allah the way He should be feared, love Allah the way He should be loved, and work for Allah the way He will be pleased with us, inshaAllah. Another question again, why have been repeated in one chapter 3 times? When you look at Surah Yaseen, Allah emphasized one message, the value of Iman. One man, he just tells the people, he gives them advice. Listen to the messenger. Take their advice, you do not ask for money. The people beat him to death. What happened? Allah was so angry, He destroyed the whole village. By this way, in chapter Yaseen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He showed it, but with what? Fast, all of a sudden, vanish, finished. People has no time to do nothing. This is something a lot of us do not know. You see, how many of us all of a sudden virus dead, mosquito dead, heart attack dead? This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in Quran, وَمَا يَعْلَمْ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Nobody know the soldier for Allah except Allah. Allah can make anything against you, and Allah can make anything for you. This is the bottom line. And when you read Surah Yaseen, Surah chapter Yaseen is a comprehensive chapter about the whole message. This why, what is the heart of the Quran? Chapter Yaseen. If you read chapter Yaseen with your heart ready, you will be weeping. You will be scaring. This dunya will be diminished. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind you about death, and He give you a glimpse of the people in hellfire, and He wake you up big time. And in the end, He shake you up with the qudra of Allah, kun fayakun, and that's it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be guided by Him and increase our iman and our faith, our yaqeen, our tawakkul, our love, our unity, our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.